But what does this passage also say? This one says, he rewards each man, judging each man, every man, impartially, according to each man's what? Works. And who's he writing to? Not non-Christians. He's writing to the church, by the way. He's writing to the church here. And as he writes to Christians, he says, conduct yourselves in how? In fear. During the time of your stay upon earth. Poor soul. And then they kind of brush off. I've shown them this passage. They go, aw. Well, that's sweet, you know. But what they're saying is, look, we don't want any part of fear. We don't want any part of bondage. You're trying to put us under bondage. Hey, look, you're a slave to somebody, Romans 6 says. Either the sin or the righteousness. It's your choice. You're a slave either to Jesus or the devil, or yourself or Christ. That's it. Are you with me? You understand? You're somebody's slave. You just got to decide who's going to be a better master. Which gives you better benefits. Both in the present and in the long term. I mean, do you want whole life or term insurance? I mean, what do you want? Conduct yourselves in fear during your time of stay upon the earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life, inherited from your forefathers. Hey, look, I was raised this way. I don't care how you were raised. I don't care what you inherited from your forefathers. Chuck it. For God, for heaven. Well, it says, doesn't it? Futile things. You know what futility is? A dog chasing its own tail. Some people's religion is nothing more than a dog chasing his own tail. Futility. You were not redeemed with such things. But what were you redeemed with? Does works, these conducting yourselves in fear, being rewarded according to each man's work, negate or wipe out the precious blood of Jesus? Does it? Verse 19. But you are redeemed, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are what? Trusters, believers, faithers, those who have faith in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your, what? Faith and hope are in God. How? How do we get all this? Since you have in obedience to the truth, purify your souls with what? The blood of Christ, of course. But purify your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. You've not been born again. Oh, see, I've been born again. Are you born again? Oh, wow, you can come to this born again rock concert. Sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Come on, we could really grew out on Jesus. Jesus is a real live dude, man. I mean, come on out. And people have said that to me. I just usually take about 4 or 5 steps back, you know. Because lightning can branch out, you know. For you've been born again, not of a seed which is perishable, but imperishable. That is what? Through the living and abiding Word of God. Oh, now you see, now we're going to begin to understand where faith comes from. Romans 10 verse 17 just says it plainly. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of Christ. Or hearing the Word of God, depending on your translation. That's where faith comes from. Somebody says, well, I want faith. I want to believe. Get into the Word. I want salvation from sin. Get into the Word. Well, I just believe. I don't know all about that doctrine stuff. Get into the Word. Somebody says, hey, look, I just want to talk about Jesus. I don't want to talk about doctrine. I want to talk about teaching. Some woman says in Farmingdale to my wife. I said, well, what? There's the door. I mean, you might as well leave. How are you going to talk about Jesus outside of His Word? I mean, if you separate God from His Word, you separate God from His ability to save me. I've not been born again, and that's the only way to be saved. I've not been born again through something perishable, but imperishable. That is, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off. That's it. And that's what this life is like. Oh, but you don't have such a nice building. Oh, we have such a nice church building. God had to have been with us. Hey, look, it's going to rot. It's going to be like grass, and the flower is going to fall off. And somebody glues them back on. Well, we got plastic ones. They don't fall off as long. But the Word of God abides forever. And this is the Word which was preached to you. So the question is, what about faith and works? James puts it beautifully. He says, well, you go ahead and try to show me your faith without your works. I'll show you my faith by my works. James chapter 2 and verse 18. In fact, verse 17 says, even so, faith, if it has no works, if it has no obedience, it's dead being alone. And verse 24 says, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. There are people out there saying, faith only. And the Bible says, not by faith only. Faith alone, the world preaches. And God says, not by faith alone. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. By faith they did this. By faith they did that. By faith they were here. By faith they were there. By faith they said this. By faith they said that. By faith they denied this. By faith they denied that. By faith they confessed this. By faith they confessed that. Oh, God, you don't understand. See, I'm spiritual. I had an experience. Well, it must be a flashback from your drug days, because the thing that you heard, you did not hear. The thing that you seen, you did not see. And that's what God says to them, doesn't He, in the false teachers in Ezekiel? He says, come now, you liars, you who testify and say that you have seen a vision which you have not seen. She says that she saw God. He saw Mary. He saw Peter. And they just said to do this, or to do that. Is it in the Word? No. It wasn't preached to the first century church. No. Well, then chuck it. Oh, but this is a tradition handed down, inherited from our forefathers. Jesus says to Peter, chuck it. Can't save you anyway. Oh, but you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Hey, look, you're a slave to somebody. Why don't you be mine? But don't you dare say, I have faith in Jesus, and not trust Him with your life and with your works. James says, you show me your faith by your works. Without your works, I'll show you my faith by my works. Well, I believe in God. That's what God wants. Well, you believe that God is one, or that there is one God? Whoa. Well, you're doing great. The demons also believe and shudder. They're shaking in their boots. Well, I confess Jesus with my mouth. So did the devil. So did the demons. Read the Gospels. I believe it's Mark chapter 4. Oh, what are you? Why have you come before the time? Here they go. Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God. Were they just confessing that? Were they saved? No, he gave permission to go into a herd of pigs and be drowned in the sea. That's as much mercy as they got. Faith. How will it express itself then? Well, it was not the word of Christ is what gives faith. And so if we want somebody to believe in God, how are we going to get them to do it? Only one way. Preach the word. You want a friend to believe in God? Preach the word. Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of Christ. Abiding in the word. The living word of God which was preached to you. If you don't preach it to somebody else, not only will they not have faith, but you don't have faith. You can't be pleasing to God and you will perish. Because now you are yet a slave to that person who you're obeying. That sin. That unfaithfulness. Faith will express itself in seeing the Word of God and not caring what relatives, friends, anybody might say or think. What the Bible says, what Jesus died for. I mean, oh, but it's so moving. And I go like this, you know. You thought I was pulling a Jimmy Swagger, didn't you? I didn't talk about my aunt yet. My mom didn't have any carpets on the floor. For the first half of my life, I grew up without carpets. What's he crying about? My apartment in the concrete floor in my apartment in the Bronx didn't have any carpet. My father got mad at me and bounced me off that floor. I knew it didn't have any carpet. There's nothing to absorb the shock. He used to drop kick me into my bedroom. I knew there was no carpet and that was a cold floor. Oh. But I do believe in God. God knows my heart. And he's waiting to see your heart. Because you're going to be judged according to what? Each man's works. Works of obedience. Works of faith. Not, but I'm a good person and I do this and I do that. See, those are things you could boast in. And those are the works that you're not saved as a result of. But I go to church, I see the sacraments, I do this, I do that. But you don't believe. Because those are works not of faith. Those are not the faith, the works that God created beforehand that you should walk in them. If he did, they would be in his word. You can boast in the things you make up, but you can't be saved in them. It's a good lesson. I think it's a good message. It's written a long time ago. I didn't write it. It's been preached thousands of times through thousands of years. And still yet only a few respond in faith. How are you going to respond to the lesson today? Are we going to be born again through the Word, the living and abiding Word of God? Be baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection, because that's what the Bible says to do. And be a faithful member of his church only, wherever that congregation happens to be. Either here, or in Central Park, or in Bethpage, or Flushing, or wherever it happens to be. Or Riverhead. And do what he wants you to do. Be what he wants you to be. Go where he wants you to go. You can't believe in God and not do it. For it was by faith that Abraham did those things. And if you don't do it, you're going to say, I'm not doing it by faith. Well, I just can't bring myself to do it yet. My faith hasn't moved me to do that yet. Well, then you don't have any faith. Because when you got faith, guess what you'll be moved to do? Somebody says, well, I want faith from God. God will give me faith. I'll pray. Yeah, and the answer to the prayer is going to be, get into the Word. He'll preach you the Word. The Word's been preached to you. And you can respond to it today. Somebody says, I believe in God, but I don't know. I have a hard time with doing this or doing that. You know, unemployment is an unique thing. I just want to hit this where we live to show you how practical this is. God says that a person does not work, don't feed them. Just don't do it. They could be starving. And Christ said, if a man does not work, do not let him eat. And we gave you this order when we were with you, the apostle said. That's an order. That's a command. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 11. And we used to give you this command and we gave you this example. Let every man work in a quiet fashion and eat his own food that he bought with his own money. Now how are you going to do that? And get off unemployment or the welfare rolls? How are you going to do that? How can you do that? Work. The rock and roll song says, give the job. Give the job. That's what it says. But that's so simplistic. Yeah, it is so simple, isn't it? So simple. We've created this state of handouts. The church is not such a place. By faith, you can do that. By faith, you can give to people who are hurting and are hungry and want to work and are working on a slumber. And by faith, you can give beyond what you thought you could give. You see, it's practical both ways. By faith, you can go the second mile with somebody who asks you to go on. By faith, someone wants to take your shirt, you give them your coat also. By faith. How else do you do that? Huh? If you're not doing it by faith in Christ because he said something, because he said he'd take care of you in the process, then you're doing it from yourself, from your own kindness and what you do. And that's something you can boast in and you won't be saved by it. Because we're saved through the blood of Christ, born again to a living hope through his word. You see? And faithful response to it. I hope that maybe you can better understand now grace, faith, and works, and salvation. If you need to respond to the lesson today, in any way, if you need to commit your life and faith to God, I mean, you can believe it now, but you must believe it in action today, tonight, tomorrow, the next day. Will you commit yourself to faith? When they heard Peter saying this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter stood up and said, he answered and said, repent. And let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises to you and to your offspring, as many as the Lord our God shall call unto himself. In many other words, he testified and exhorted, kept on saying, be saved from this perverse generation. So then those who gladly received his word, those who received his word, were baptized. And they were that day at about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, breaking the bread and the prayers. Okay. That's the word of Christ. It's simple. You can respond to the message today. And it needs to be your response. God's willing to give you faith. But you've got to take it. And his way. If you want his faith, the faith that he gives from his word. Won't you respond to the invitation today as he pleads with you to do things his way? Let faith in Christ be a practical part of your life today. Faith will touch you in your work, in your school, in your family relationships. Faith is not something you take care of on Sunday morning. Faith is something you live with every day, or it's not Bible faith. It's not true faith in Christ. Faith is something that will affect the way you deal with people and what you expect from them. It's an everyday thing. And I'm asking you to let it become that if it hasn't been that the way it needs to be every day. That you let it become that beginning today and every day the rest of this week and the rest of your life. Do that as we ask you to come forward and stand and sing.
In my Savior, come to me.